This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's start the hour with some political items, including some video I saw from the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, earlier, because, and we're going to talk Helene and just still the stunning effect of Helene, state after state after state, just millions and millions of individuals whose life has been turned upside down, let alone, most importantly, the high number of fatalities. But a lot of people, Dave, have talked about, in our lives, the use of drones, where we're at now and where we're going, including, isn't this a scenario where you wish it didn't happen, but now it's here where you'd want to use drones constantly in Georgia, in North Carolina, in Florida, to survey areas where people might be, there were sightings on their roofs and just in dire straits. And Buttigieg pointed out that because of the conditions, they're restricting flights and drones. Why are we restricting drones, Dave? Why wouldn't we be using drones in this vitally important area to first of all, get to people, locate them, and tell the people, okay, if it is possible to get to this location, here are two or three, here are 200, whatever it might be, places where we need to get to ASAP, where we might not be able to see right now, but drones and their brilliance have allowed us to get there.
Are you telling me we should use every tool possible to try to save as many folks?
Shocking. Understand it.
Yeah, if drones were one of those tools that could be used, let's get them up. Let's go, Pete.
Makes no sense. The Jack Smith brief comes out on Trump. I think a lot of it was already out. Donald Trump tried to stop a free and fair election. It's just as simple as that. He lost. He lost the election, period, end of discussion. Then he lost in court. By the way, he absolutely had his right to pursue it in court. Don't have a single problem with that. But he lost. But another reminder, couple points here, Dan, where as a part of this Smith briefing, and obviously Donald Trump and his team have that opportunity to push back and prove, nope, this is not accurate. where Trump allegedly told members of his family, it doesn't matter if you won or lost the election, you still have to fight like hell. Do you believe that Donald Trump, again, we don't have any proof, but just judging the man himself, what he continues to say about the 2020 election, what he was saying leading up to it, do you believe Donald Trump said, it doesn't matter if you won or lost the election, you still have to fight like hell?
Listen, Chad, I'm focused on the future, okay? And this, yeah. You know, you're constantly looking in the past.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that sounds about 100%. Right.
Here's why it comes up. Just to remind folks, we still have a court case on it, and Donald Trump won't let it go. If Donald Trump would let go 2020 and only talk about 24, I would never bring it up. J.D. Vance asked in the last 24 hours, did Donald Trump win in 2020? What did he say? Yes, he did. No, he didn't. 74 million votes is a lot of votes. I'm not doubting that. I'm not doubting he might win again. But he lost. It also points out again the number of people at high levels of information, Bill Barr and others, who met with him, who are supporters of him. This is not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, Ilhan Omar and Tina Smith, Democrats. These are members of his administration or all the Republicans saying, you lost. And it didn't matter at all. And then again, another Trump point, when they approached him and told him that Mike Pence had been moved to safety. His line, so what? There were people all over that place shouting, hang Mike Pence. Would they have actually done it? I have no idea. 99% of those folks, no chance, and you know what? They would have ever even considered that. But the Secret Service was so concerned they wanted the VP out of the building, and a guy who had been 100% loyal to Donald Trump, no wiggle, no waiver at all, said, I'm not going anywhere. And Trump says, so what? That should bug people. Again, decency, character, kind of matters. When military members were attacked after Trump and his team killed Soleimani, bravo, by the way. Fantastic work by Donald Trump and his team. I'm not saying Donald Trump was there. But by the way, when Barack Obama was in charge and Osama bin Laden was killed, did Democrats give Obama credit? Yeah, they did. Of course they did. So then, you know, if you're objective, you should give Trump and his team credit on Soleimani. And remember, the whole world was going to turn upside down because of that. It didn't. But tragically, a number of military members were attacked by Iran and suffered traumatic brain injuries. What did Trump say the other day? Oh, just some little headaches? Come on. That's compassion. That's decency. Policy, of course, matters. But so does character. And then you also have reporting today, which surprises me zero, that during one of the California disasters, the wildfires in 2018, of course, remember, what would he say? They should just sweep things up, get the brooms and the dustpans out there, and it would pretty much end the wildfires.
You get your rakes. Yeah. You get all that stuff up. It's fine.
He was big. Forgot. You're right. He was big on the rakes. That he was pushing back strongly on giving federal money to a state. Why? California doesn't support him. about how heinous this is, that a president of the United States wasn't going to give disaster relief to a state because, well, they don't really support me. So they had to show him, Dave Harrigan, the high level of support he gets in Orange County for him to relent and say, let's give him the money. There are multiple officials who worked in the Trump White House who said it happened frequently when local political leaders called for other disaster relief help, and when it appeared the White House wasn't going to provide the money, because again, on politics, purely on politics, I don't care if you love Trump and you think he's the greatest president ever, and you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to 100% disagree with me, of course. But they would have to go to Mike Pence and others to try to have Pence convince Trump to give money to states and areas that are in need. So when Trump is going to Georgia and others, and when he's lying about Biden, about relief, just don't forget this part of it. The Melania Trump video, does it matter at all? Is it surprising? What is your reaction to that? You can text or call at any point. 651-461.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The former First Lady Melania Trump, who has a book coming out, How many videos has she dropped on this thing, Dave? Two or three, maybe?
Yeah, at least two for sure.
Okay. She we don't see much of her. She was in Milwaukee the last day and appeared on stage with her husband. That's it, right? Do you remember? They have not been together one other day publicly. I have no idea. Privately, we all might have our guesses. There are some people who are convinced that if Donald Trump wins and goes back to the White House, she's not going. I don't know. You know, clearly there were signs where it wasn't always the best when she was smacking his hand away. But and there's all sorts of speculation. I truly have no idea what the dynamic is like. We talk about this all the time. People are surprised. By the way, how about the other day when the Daily Mail reported, I think this should get some legs, too, that Doug Emhoff felt like a then-girlfriend was flirting with someone and that he hit her and that she struck him back. And I saw the clip, I didn't see it live, where Chris Cuomo said if this is a member of the Trump family, this would be receiving more publicity. I agree with him 100%. And so I think there should be some follow-up. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit by my reaction to the Melania video. Do I put a lot of stock in first gentlemen or first ladies when I'm deciding if I'm going to vote? Not a lot. Very little. But physical violence? Yeah. I think people should pay attention, and other journalists should absolutely look into that story. So Melania Trump puts out another video and says, very different policy from a lot of Republicans. It is imperative to guarantee that women have autonomy in deciding their preference of having children based on their own convictions, free from any intervention or pressure from the government. She continues. Why should anyone other than the woman herself have the power to determine what she does with her own body? A woman's fundamental right of individual liberty to her own life grants her the authority to terminate her pregnancy if she wishes. Restricting a woman's right to choose whether to terminate an unwanted pregnancy is the same as denying her control over her own body. I've carried this belief with me throughout my entire adult life. That's awfully pro-choice, right, sir?
Yes. Yes, it is.
About as clear as it gets, correct?
Again, yes. Yes, it is.
Doesn't matter at all in the election.
I don't know, but the timing sure is interesting, isn't it? I mean, how many, one issue abortion voters are voting Trump because of that. That would see, wait a minute, Melania is pro-choice. Now I have to rethink my whole life, my whole voting preference. I don't think it impacts hardly any, probably, but certainly seems like it's trying to impact.
It is extraordinarily rare that this short of an election, that the first lady, former first lady, or even just the spouse of a presidential candidate would take a position counter to her husband, which is an issue which is hurting him a great deal in polling. Right?
Yes. I mean,
abortion and Democrats, and obviously you don't have to agree with Democrats. There's no problem with that. But this is an issue where the polling shows Democrats having a great deal of success. And again, it was an area where outside of Walz absolutely struggling to in detail explain what happens if an abortion somehow doesn't work in its intent,
and a child is still alive, just when Vance said, well, what does the law say? Let me also say this. Do we really think, and again, the words of the law matters. Don't want to downplay that. Do we think there's one doctor in Minnesota where if an abortion takes place and it doesn't work and the child is alive and that the doctor is just going to say, I'm not going to do anything about it. If the child is viable and has the ability to live, they're just going to step away and go in the other room and have a smoke. Give me a break. But on the law and what it says, I think that's a fair point. But polling clearly is more favorable to Democrats. And like I said before, you don't have to agree with it. So the timing is unique. Now, he's changed his position on abortion 457 times, would you say?
458. It just altered a little bit in the last few months.
I mean, he's massively taking credit for how he appointed the three judges and Roe v. Wade is gone. He lies over and over again saying everybody wanted it to go to the states, but no, that's not true at all. And really, the most true believers don't want it to go to the states. They want it just banned completely. Where he stood on abortion when he was, socially Democrat in New York for decades, clearly he was pro-choice. Then he was against it in all areas. Then he was kind of for it. Then he was the 15-week ban, and now it's states. So, yeah, the timing causes those of us who pay attention to politics to say, that was interesting. Didn't see that coming. I don't know if he's mad about it. I don't know for a guy who is worried about the politics of the issue, looks at it and says, maybe this helps me a little bit. In the end, is this a help to Harris, a help to Trump, or a story for a day and it just goes away?
You hit it there. Option three.
Yeah. That's my guess, right?
Yes. People aren't voting for Melania.
Will she come out with any platform points over the next couple weeks that are different?
I'd like to hear her thoughts on tariffs. I think that would be good to start.
Maybe so. Our friend Belinda Jensen is next on CCO. It's 1:39. Chad Hartman back here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And the fabulous Belle Jensen is with us. She is the owner of Care 11. Not a lot of people realize this. In fact, I'm breaking the news today that she owns all of Care 11. And she is the president. She is the general manager. And this weather gig is just a little side piece. Belle is with us.
Yep,
I'm on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When precisely, Belle, did you buy Care 11?
Well, you know, they needed help with the janitorial situation and the lawn care, and I thought I could do it all.
Well,
I could do it all.
One of the last times we talked, speaking of janitorial, you talked about how much of your life is spent cleaning up after your dogs. Is that still taking place?
You know, I actually have a really sad note on that. We, about a month ago, lost our puppy to kidney failure. And so now I only have one puppy, and he is literally panting next to me on the couch right now.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. It was really tough. Yeah, so basically we're down to half. So that happened.
We have a bit of a similar story. Charlie is a dog that more often than not is at my ex-wife's house, but he's like my dog too. And when we used to live very close, Charlie was here all the time, and I absolutely adore Charlie, and I'm with Charlie a ton. Yeah. Charlie is approaching 14.
Wow.
And his breathing is getting more labored, and he's had two ACLs repaired Yeah, I mean, this tells you how much I love him. I paid for his ACL repairs. And
that's what you do. Yeah,
my oldest carried him down by the water the other day because he can't go down the stairs. So he carried him 100 steps down the water. And then he was down in the water, which he used to love. He injured his elbow, so he's limping. And he still is determined. He still knows what's going on, but we're facing that dilemma, Bell. You know, we're trying, and Kathleen tells me that Charlie's doing better today. But when it happens quickly, it's horrible. When you have the debate, we don't deserve them. But if you love dogs and they're a part of your life, they are an essential part of your family. They are your family.
They are. Yeah. We're dog people over here, as you know. And it's the one thing in the house that everyone can agree upon. It's the one thing in the house that if everything else is going awry, just hug the dog. And it's a good thing.
Right.
It's a good day. Yeah. And when things are, difficult, too, there's such a calming sense and a happy thing. I will say, it was tragic. So he was only 2.5 and his name was Kenai, and it was really difficult. So we have Coda. He's 4.5. He's phenomenal, and that's what I got going on with him. He's loving this cooler weather. He's been outside a lot more with this cooler weather here as October has come around finally.
He probably misses his pal, right?
I don't think so. He's really dumb. Okay. I mean, I'm being real honest, and I'm happy about that because he's kind of oblivious. He has a lot more attention from me now too, which I think he likes. So, Bernese Mountain Dog is our breed of choice, and gosh, are they just—they're such a wonderful dog.
I'm gonna say that the last 5 weeks, one of the greatest stretches of weather in the history of Minnesota. I have no credibility to it. I have no data, but for 5 weeks, this is a rarity. It was the bluest skies, 70s and 80s. If it rained, it rained a little, and it rained at night. And I will add the caveat, and I know this, that it's so dry in some areas, it's a concern. So I don't want to downplay that. But if hopefully everything stays safe for those folks where the red alerts and the fire alerts, I don't think we can have better weather than we've had the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Mother Nature redeemed herself because, June wasn't great. I mean, it rained on the 4th of July. I mean, so our surplus is still at around 5.5 inches for the year. So we're below average. It was the warmest and driest September on record. It was the 10th driest month in Minnesota history. It was, when it comes to sunny or partly sunny days, we had 27 of 30 days. It was remarkable. Ever since the fair ended, basically, it was an amazing stretch. We deserved it. It was great. Sure enough, we've gone from zero drought to 43% of the state is now abnormally dry, and parts of the state are under a moderate drought. But you do have to understand that we still do have a surplus. And I am not a farmer, but I spoke to some ag folks, and what they told me is, for timing purposes, for most farmers, this dry spell was perfect because typically, this is harvest time. They're out there harvesting. They have been for weeks, and they didn't have to pick and choose days. They could go on any day. There was no muddy fields. There was no rainouts. And then a lot of times they have to pay to dry some of the crops, and Mother Nature just did that for them. So those factors and timing were good for most of the agriculture. Now, as we go into winter, if you are a homeowner and you planted a bunch of new trees or you have a bunch of new perennials in the ground, you're going to want to continue to water those until the ground is frozen. And for sure, we need to do that because we're going to go into winter and we don't want the new perennials or the new trees or any tree to be parched as we freeze up the ground. But, La Nina is settling in. And okay. So that does mean it's going to the probability is that it's going to be a snowier and colder than, well, we're basically going to go back to actually having winter. Last winter was the warmest winter in history, as we know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Second warmest, the warmest that any of us have ever experienced. And we all know that there was lack of all winter. A lot of people thought it was phenomenal, but guess what? Minnesota needs to have winter. A lot of people had a very difficult time with no winter. I mean, a lot of businesses, a lot of corporations, a lot of, you know, people couldn't do what the things they wanted to do. Resorts were empty. The lakes weren't frozen. The snowmobilers were, you know, you couldn't sell snowmobiles. I mean, the only places that had snow were the ski resorts where they made it. So anyway, we're going back to winter. And so with that said, I don't think that we'll be lacking precipitation. So I don't think that's a big issue. And that's what's coming our way. We're going from neutral. We're going from a big La Nina winter into neutral, where we have been sitting for a couple of months. And now La Nina, meaning a cooling of the Pacific Ocean, is starting to settle in. And we'll move into a La Nina winter.
Our friend Belle Jensen is here. Let's talk, Helene. As you're still looking at this from afar, and just the staggering amount of water and the staggering damage and the size of this storm, what stands out most to you?
I continue to be absolutely baffled. Not baffled. Baffled is the wrong word. I continue to be so upset and disturbed by what I am seeing in North Carolina, the western edge of North Carolina, the Appalachia area, Tennessee, Kentucky. I think there's a lot of things we still don't know. I think there are a lot of people still missing. I think this body count is going to be, this death count is going to be much higher than it is right now. Yeah. So what happened is so people are like, what happened? Like what the heck happened? You know, like how could have this happened? Why is this?
Right.
Why? Okay. So what happened was last Thursday night, a Category 4 hurricane came into the Big Bend region, which is pretty unpopulated in Florida. Now, if you're friends with anybody that lives on that western edge of Florida, basically from north of Fort Myers all the way to the Big Bend, they were affected by that 10 to 15 foot storm surge. The storm was massive coming into Florida. But what we saw, what was going to happen is it was moving so fast that it was going to be beneficial rain-wise because of the speed of the hurricane. So the hurricane came in as a Category 4, moving at 23 miles per hour moving north. And it was 11 p.m. on the East Coast when it hit, 10:05 our time. I was on the news when it made landfall last Thursday. Then what happened was it roared through Georgia in the middle of the night, and it kept its forward speed. And so there were tornadoes, there was rain, there was wind. It kept diminishing down from a Category 4, Category 3, Category 2, Category 1. Now it's a low, it's basically a very strong low pressure center. And then it hit a weather pattern that made it stop. And now it's Friday afternoon. And remember that even before the hurricane hit on Thursday at 11 p.m., it was already raining out ahead of it for a day and a half in North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Right.
So if you consider that it rained from Wednesday to Saturday, because as the low fell, as the low stalled out and kept spinning, all of that moisture from the Gulf, which is currently at 86 degrees, so think about the moisture that massive storm picked up. The eye wall to the point where there wasn't hurricane winds was 60 miles. all the way around that eye. Massive storm. It stopped, it died, and basically all of the water came out in a mountainous topography that had little towns and rivers and railroads and roads all within every single ravine, and every single river was swelled to capacities that it's never swelled to before, because if you consider that that area did receive between 23 to 31 inches of rain in 3 days. We've received 31 inches of rain in the last 10 months.
Yeah.
And they got it in 3 days.
Yeah. I got to so jump in.
That's what happened.
I'm just running out of time. With 20 seconds to go, is this a one-off? Or are more of these coming?
Well, with that water temperature, I mean, it they could. But the good news about La Nina is it does break down the tops of the hurricanes. And so the hurricane season this year will probably not be as bad as they thought it was going to be, which is great news. Great news there. But, yes, these storms are massive. There's no question.
Thanks, my friend. Always great to catch up. Hope all is well. Watch you tonight on Care 11. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Bell Jensen here on CCO. Your Linda's Construction time check is 1:55. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. Mr. Harrigan, would you like to remind folks about the music theme of the day?
Well, the biggest story of the day, probably of the week, is that Mickey's Diner is back reopen the dining car in downtown St. Paul. And so the theme is Mickey's and Mix. That was Motley Crue with, I believe, one of their founding members, guitarist Mick Mars, plucking the strings.
Dave, can you look up when Oktoberfest started in Germany? I mean, it's October 3rd today, so I assume it started October 1st. It's Oktoberfest. I mean, I believe in Big Calendar, unlike Adam Carter, who changes his calendar on a regular basis. So are we day three of Oktoberfest in Germany?
You'd like to believe we are, but alas, Chad, we are not. The annual festival held in Munich began on Saturday, September 21st, is actually nearing an end this weekend on October 6th.
What a crock of crap that is.
It's a tremendous scam, man.
It's a scam.
It's Septemberfest.
Change your name to Septemberfest. How can you have a celebration based on a month and the majority of the celebration happens in another month?
I'm with you. I'm with you. You're lying to the people. Germany,
honestly,
do better.
Donald Trump looks at Germany and says, even I wouldn't try that one.
Whoa. Come on there, Deutschland. Let's get it together.
All Germans, we're done with them now? I mean, what's the punishment?
I don't know if we need to be done with them, but they need to clean up their act and do it quick.
Yeah. Crazy thing. Next year, you know when Oktoberfest starts? October 1st.
Great plan.
Let's get it done. Who reaches out to Germans more than this show?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.